Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's almost time for your phone tap. And today, Jose is trying out another prank.
Uh-oh.
See, he was set up on a blind date recently, so he calls up his new love interest just to touch base. Mm-hmm. And he asks her all the normal stuff, like, okay, is she excited for the date?
Yeah, that's a great question.
How long has she known their mutual friend?
Right.
Yeah.
Is she cool with the fact that Jose has a forever surrogate?
A what?
You know, normal dating questions.
Yeah.
So hopefully it doesn't freak her out completely.
Or it does.
In your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, is this Erica?
Yeah, this is Erica. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tony. I am friends with Samantha. She told me to reach out to you.
Oh, right. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you? You ready for our hot date?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. I hope you like Italian.
I do like Italian.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's good. See, we're already hitting it off already, huh?
Yeah, good start.
Yeah, I've known Samantha forever, and her intuition is just spot on.
She's great. I feel like I really trust her, too. Like, we hit it off right away. I've only known her, like, 3 weeks, but, like, we really connected.
Wow, only 3 weeks. Oh, I've known her for, like, almost a decade now. I mean, she's my forever surrogate, so.
What does that mean?
Did she not tell you?
No, I don't even know what that means.
You've never heard of a forever surrogate?
No, I've never heard of a forever surrogate.
Well, that's funny. In the last 6 relationships I've been in, Sam's carried all 6 of my babies.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I have 6 little ankle biters from 8 years old all the way to 6 months. I just love them so much.
They're
so cute.
You have 6 children?
Did Sam really not tell you? I have 6 children all with her.
I'm so confused. I don't even understand what's happening right now.
Well, what are you confused about? Like the kids or the forever surrogate?
Well,
we don't have to pay for a doctor. All I do is I lay with Sam. 9 months later, we have a baby. No complications, nothing.
Oh my God, you lay with Sam. Just even how you said that, like I'm super creeped out.
No, it's not creepy at all. Like I said, a lot of people do this and it takes all the complications of like being around them and finding people, you know, it's more simple this way.
I mean, what? A lot of people are doing this. I'm sorry, but I've never heard of this in my entire life. Like,
really?
My head's going to explode. No, okay. I don't understand.
Let me explain. We have the kids, and on the weekends, Sam and I fly to go see everyone in the commune.
Oh, my God.
And that's where all the babies and the women stay.
Wait, there's a commune involved in this as well?
Well, Of course, where am I going to put all my kids? Silly.
No, this is not okay.
I will totally show you pictures on our date. I mean, you are going to love these kids.
On our date? I don't think we're going on a date, buddy.
Well,
no.
What? No, no, no. I've already booked us a date at this Italian restaurant. It took me weeks to get in there.
Wait, did you hear me? There's not going to be a date. I'm not going on a date with some guy who has a forever surrogate with 6 kids and a commune and whatever the fuck else crazy stuff you have going on. Like, no, we're not going on a date.
Look, I get it. We don't even know each other, really. But I can wait until you're cool with it. That is no problem.
You're going to wait until I'm cool with it. I'm never going to be cool with it. I don't understand how anyone could ever be cool with it. Like, this is absolutely insane. Like, it's never happening.
Now I'm confused. Are we talking about the forever surrogate, my 6 children, or the prank phone call that I'm doing on you right now?
What?
My name's Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, this is a prank call?
Yes, your friend Samantha set you up. She said that even though you're like brand new friends, she knew that you had a great sense of humor and she couldn't wait to phone tap you.
Oh my God. Thank God. I was like, what is happening?
I mean, come on. It's only 6 kids. What if it was like 5?
Oh,
we'd be good,
God.
Right?
No. I don't know what's crazier. The forever surrogate or the 6 kids. Like, that was so crazy.
It sounds like you just hate children. I think that's the real problem here.
Oh my God, no.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.